Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, nutritionist, wellness expert, and author. This is our very special Thursday Q&A segment where I love to hear what you guys are thinking and I answer your questions every single week. So here we go with this week's questions. Hey, beauties, welcome back. I hope you guys are having a beautiful week so far. How is Kay doing out in New York? Amazing community manager. Sorry, I'm so used to just picking up the phone and calling you Kay and talking to you as Kay. But yes, Kaylin, our amazing manager in New York. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. It is a great day here in New York. We've had some rain, but it's warmer and I can't complain. I don't like the cold, so I'm happy to be on with everybody and have great questions. And as always, just love this time together.
Well, I know, Kay, you just got back from a warm weather trip to Florida with your boyfriend.
Yes, definitely. I feel relaxed and rejuvenated. Good. And it's so nice. Sweet. So nice to be back. And little trips are always so important. And just being in the water, like we talk about rebirthing, just kind of doing my first dip and feeling refreshed. So a lot of energy for today's show.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, I'm excited to hear what all the beauties are thinking. We're, you know, deep into February now. Spring is around the corner, which is exciting. So again, another exciting time of year. We're all getting ready for that, you know, the emergence of the light and the rebirth and the spring. And it's you can feel that energy shift. So it's exciting.
Yeah, definitely. As we get closer to March, for sure. The community has been buzzing. I've tried to select some new and interesting questions, maybe some things we haven't talked about. This first question is from Rachel, and she's in our Beauty Detox Foods group, which we always like to highlight a question from. And her question is vegan protein powder considered an actual protein for food pairing? As I've been using it to make sauces for my breakfast and muffins and other items with banana, would this be properly food combined?
So Rachel, thank you so much for your questions. And I'll just say top line, what Rachel is talking about for those of you that are new is food combining or beauty food pairing is a principle that I talked about in my first book called The Beauty Detox Solution, which is really about how we strategically order and combine foods, not just the foods that we're eating, but the order and the combination has an impact on the food's digestion and our ability to assimilate the most from these foods and to not weigh us down. So it's a strategy for freeing up energy, or what I call beauty energy, that can be used to, repair our skin and just boost our mood and, you know, just every other function you can imagine, rejuvenate every organ in our body and cleanse our blood and feel and look our best. Mm. So we really want to be strategic with how we combine foods. Now to Rachel, your question about protein powder. So protein powder is considered a protein, albeit it is very easy to digest and assimilate. Depending on your protein powder, there's sprouted, raw vegan protein powders that are very easy to uptake. It's nothing like eating, a chicken or even a pile of nuts or anything like that. They're much more easily assimilated in the body, but we still do treat it as a protein. So for that reason, you guys will notice that I do include either and or acai and banana in the power protein smoothie recipe. Banana is a fruit that is more dense. It doesn't have as much water, so we don't juice banana. So it's a slower digesting fruit that doesn't ferment as quickly. So it is okay to include banana with protein powder. Acai is the other fruit that we include, and it's naturally sugar-free. It actually has some omega-3 fats, so it's also a more dense fruit, if you will, which is why we also can include it in the power protein smoothie. We don't want to include things like apples or peaches necessarily, because these fruits are mostly water. They digest very quickly, They're basically simple sugars, water, micronutrients. And so we want to have them on an empty stomach or just with greens like in the Glowing Green smoothie. Mm. But sorry, there's so much in this question, but this almost counts like two questions. Okay. But question here about the muffins. So I'm not concerned about the vegan protein powder with the banana for the reasons I just said, but if you are going to bake, I wouldn't combine vegan protein powder with like brown rice flour or oats or things like that, because that would be starch and protein together. You can use almond flour, you know, which doesn't necessarily on its own, it may bind, it depends on the recipe, or you could try chickpea flour. Garbanzo bean flour, which does bind really, really well, which, and again, this is getting really technical, but chickpea flour combines as a protein or a starch, so that would work. So anyways, this question has a lot of information. If you guys are new and you're sitting there, you're like, what is she talking about? Please check out some of our articles on beauty food pairing or food combining on the website, KimberlySnyder.com. And, you know, the mother of all sources for this is the Beauty Detox Solution, my first book. It's outlined in a whole chapter. So if you're interested, and it really is a powerful modality for increasing our energy, reducing bloating, just helping us have great skin and more vitality, please check it out.
Exactly. And we actually have a really great infographic for food pairing, beauty food combining that we'll link on today's blog on KimberlySnyder.com. So if you are a little confused or, as Kimberly mentioned, anything went over your head, definitely can just check out that. Infographics are really easy to read and you can just kind of get a general sense. But it's a really cool topic. It's a big topic in the beauty detox lifestyle. So that's why I wanted to include it, even though it was kind of a double question for you.
Okay, I could go on with this all day, but yeah, I'm excited we have the infographic.
Well, this next one isn't too long of a question, and it's from Helen, and she lives in England, and she says, I've noticed jackfruit has recently become more popular as a meat substitute, like a pulled jackfruit, like pulled pork, you know, jackfruit. That's kind of how they make those tacos and all these other things. And she's asking what your thoughts are on using this fruit as a meal.
Yes, we actually talked about this a little bit ago. I think jackfruit is a fantastic food. I see it here in LA used in, there's like vegan taco trucks which roll around sometimes, and I love it. I love to see them. It combines fine, and it's a great thing to use in, you know, in a main meal and for that texture, because it's actually the green immature jackfruit that they're using, which we treat more like a vegetable. It's sort of like green papaya salad. Yeah, if you've ever gone to like a Thai restaurant and had a papaya salad and it, you know, it's flavored with lime juice and chilies and garlic and things like that, it's more like a vegetable. So it's very neutral as far as food combining, but it has that nice texture. So it's really a great thing to have when you can get your hands on it. Now, some health markets will have it in the, sometimes in like the tofu, the meat section, which is really interesting. So you can use it. It has, you know, again, it takes on a lot of different flavor. I think it has a fantastic, fantastic texture to it. It's also, you know, it has great, it's just great to use in different, different sorts of recipes.
Mm. And just since we were just talking about food combining, just a quick secondary question, like I'm just thinking if they were making like that, like on a taco, like would like a gluten-free, they could put on a gluten-free wrap, or is it something they would want to eat with like just vegetables for a meal, just to kind of think of like to pair that out?
Mm-mm-mm. Well, you know, honestly, Kay, it definitely has, it's a good source of protein. It's a good source of vitamin A. You could combine it like a protein for sure. You could use it in a stir fry, but because it's like one of those protein rich veggies, I say you could combine it either way. So you're fine to have it in a tortilla. Like if you have a non-GMO organic corn tortilla, like eat it as a taco. Great. Like I think it's fine.
Okay. All right. That was just curious in my head, because I was thinking, how do I eat this thing? So
yeah, no, it's fantastic. Like it's high in fiber. like I said, that nice, dense texture is going to add substance to your meals. It's got amino acids.
It's a good transition food, like transition meal for boyfriends or friends that aren't used to.
Oh, yes, yes, definitely. If you can find it in the store, I say definitely go for it and, you know, work it in.
Okay. Well, awesome. We're going to let Kimberly take a break here, beauties, and then she'll be back to answer the last two questions.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey, y'all, this is Matt
and Michelle from Thug Kitchen, here to tell you about our new show, Forked Up, a Thug Kitchen podcast exclusively on Podcast One.
We're stepping out of the kitchen and into your earbuds every week to discuss food, politics, pop culture. Basically, we're just trying to give a f***ing do better.
Get your shit together with us every Thursday on Forked Up, a Thug Kitchen podcast, right here on Podcast One.
Download and listen to new episodes exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Thanks, y'all.
Hey, beauties. We are back from our little break, and we have two more questions for you guys today.
Awesome. So this one is from Carolyn, and she lives in San Francisco, California. I thought this question was really interesting. So she says, my office provides snacks and meals. They recently started offering some snacks with real bugs in them that market themselves as having added protein. What are your thoughts on bugs as a source of protein?
So bugs have gotten really trendy. It is really interesting. when I was in Thailand, in Vietnam, I remember going to these markets and you would see sometimes this huge pile of grasshoppers or grub bugs or all kinds of things. And, I'm very emotional, and it's hard for me to hide my emotions. So I just kind of I would kind of react and not be rude. But then some of the people would laugh and they think it would be funny that I kind of got. So some of them would put them right. I remember this one girl, she put all these bugs on her tongue and came up to me to try and freak me out.
My gosh, that's terrible.
But they are considered highly nutritious, and there's many countries, many people in the world that eat a lot of bugs. Mm-hmm. They have protein, they have healthy fats, they even have some minerals like iron and calcium. So again, they're considered a delicacy. People, will put them in restaurants, and it's a new kind of quote fun thing to have on the menu. Of course, for myself, being a plant-based eater, and if you are plant-based, of course, we're not prone to eating bugs. I don't find it personally appetizing myself. And just because of there's so many other ways to get protein on the Beauty Detox diet, such as, we were just talking about vegan protein powder and all greens and broccoli even and Brussels sprouts and seeds and nuts and lentils and all these other sources. So I don't think it's necessary. But of course, if you do eat animal protein, it would be an alternative to eating beef and skins and, bigger animals, which definitely have a much more detrimental impact on the environment just from, clearing land, deforestation for free range cattle. So if you do eat animal products, I do think it would be a good thing to work in. But okay. If you don't like me, then forget about it.
It's great because we really do have such a range of listeners and their percentages of, how they eat and what they eat. And I think it's just so great because these trendy things come up. Like I saw this and I was like, what? So I'm like, we have to talk about this on the podcast. So I think that was really great information for everybody. So maybe some people are surprised about the bugs as I was.
It's a little bit off-putting if you've never eaten them. But again, if you travel, you see a lot of people around the world eat them. They do have nutrients.
Right. Okay. Well, that's great. Well, I learned something. I hope everybody did. And with that, we will head into the last question for today, which is from Amanda, and she's from Salem, Massachusetts. And she says, I recently attached a water filter to my sink that really purifies my water, and I'm hoping it takes anything bad out. But is there anything I should be adding back into the water?
So this is a great question, Amanda. You know, sometimes all this stuff with water can be really confusing.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to say that I think having a water filter is amazing. Highly recommend it. I use a water filter myself. Cuts back on plastic bottles. And we don't want to be drinking tap water because there are different pollutants and trace medications and all kinds of things that heavy metals, all kinds of things add up in tap water. So when you purify your water, you do not need to add anything back in. I think what you're referring to is drinking distilled water, which is not something I recommend. It can actually, it's like a hungry water for minerals. And when you drink distilled water, it actually can result in mineral loss and deficiencies in your body, which can weaken our bones and, of course, lead to issues like osteoporosis and osteoarthritis. So distilled water lacks, you know, the natural minerals and will leach them from your body, whereas purified water from a water filter is just cleansing the water, making it nice and clean and safe for drinking, so you don't need to add anything back in.
Actually, it's really interesting you mentioned the distilled water, because for years, you know, I used to work at a spa and we'd use distilled water in the filter, like the steam machines, and they'd always say, don't drink that water. And I always thinking like, why can't you drink the water? So I think that was like a really great fact for everybody on, because they sell distilled water, you know, in the grocery store, and sometimes you might pick it up by mistake. So that's great to know, that to stay away from distilled, and obviously clarifying Amanda's question here about just the regular water filtering.
Regular water filtering is a must. Mm-hmm. We all must have clean water, so definitely.
Awesome. Well, with that, Kimberly, we would just love to hear one more thing from you, and that is your inspirational thought of the week.
Yes. I love this part of the show, Kay. These are words that I've written, you know, things that have inspired me, things that I want to share with you guys. And now, of course, we're here to all support each other in the community. So here's a thought that I have for you today. Don't be afraid to let others really see you. Nothing is more beautiful than authenticity. The world that we live in, Kay, there's a lot of comparing and emulation and looking like this. And how can I have that person's haircut, or, you know, here or there, or, it's endless because we have so much exposure to media and social media and noise. But at the end of the day, vulnerability and authenticity and connecting with someone on a really deep level, soul to soul, is so beautiful and attractive. And it really only happens when we strip back all these layers and trying to look a certain way or play a certain role. And we just really relax into who we are and what our intuition, you know, what it says to us, how we feel, being natural is so beautiful. Mm. So that's my thought this week. And the great thing is that it requires a lot less energy, Kay. We just have to relax into being ourselves and our most beautiful ever.
Yes, I love that. It's always so great, you know, being Thursday, just about to head into the weekend, to have this time to reflect. And I'm sure maybe some questions came up for you guys while you were listening to us talk today. And I want to make sure you know where to go. As always, we like to end the show. Go to KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly. There's a form there. You can put your question, review them every week to check for new questions and hopefully air them on an upcoming show.
Amazing, Kay. Well, thank you so much for gathering the questions. And thank you so much, beauties, for tuning in. We love you. We are here to support you always. So keep the questions coming. Remember that there's tons more information on KimberlySnyder.com, as well as tons of recipes. Also on social media, I'm on Facebook and Instagram @_KimberlySnyder. So thank you so much, beauties. Lots of love. We will see you back here on Monday.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.